When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, girls, ready.
Rock chick vibes.
Rock chick vibes. It's giving Monday night chill vibes. Herbie dupe. I wanna. Now, Billy was telling me, did you know he's going to the fucking gym now?
Guys, I have all my dupes at the ready. Like, I have so much I want to talk
about. Tell us about the gym. How did that come about?
Sorry, I seen your story the other day and I was
pumping some iron.
Whoa.
Guys, I'm pumping iron. I'm in my gym bunny era. And, like, to be honest, it's been amazing. Like, obviously, I've gone out on my own. I'm doing all my bits freelance now.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to take some time to, like, do me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you do you.
Like, I've been like at my living la vida Lohan life for like the past few months, and now is my time to like go a little bit more Yolanda Hadid.
Your summer was wild.
Summer was wild.
You were on the go nonstop. I was like, Billy is on tour.
People died.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was scary. It really was. It was actually terrifying.
Yeah, like, how did you do it?
PTSD.
Oh my god, you use them as well?
What?
The lip plumper.
Oh no,
that was just in the back
seat.
I
just found this. Oh,
I don't know. That's my emergency plumper in the back.
I'm not against a plump though. Au naturel. But no, I just had a wild summer, and like even up until October, I was still calling that summer. And then I was like, okay, girlie, you need to take a break.
Mm.
So I quit my job.
Love. No, we love.
I think that alone is therapy.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of a new routine. First. But yes, I quit my job and now I'm like really focusing on myself.
Nice.
And with that,
have you had any realizations?
I thought you were
going
to say, have you had any work done? Because you kind of pointed out your face and I was like, no, I wish.
Me, when I seen Billy for the first time today, I was like, oh my god, your skin looks fab. Imagine. I was like, so tell me, have you got any work done?
Someone asked me that on my TikTok recently, being like, can you just let me know what work you've gotten done recently so I can get it done myself?
Sorry, that's such a compliment.
I took it as a compliment. I
would take that as a compliment.
No, I did. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's a form of therapy for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, get the lips done.
Tattoos. Tattoos are a form of therapy. My therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't gotten a tattoo in ages.
I haven't gotten a tattoo since before I was pregnant.
I'm due.
Do you know I don't have one tattoo?
What?
Sorry.
You're on canvas.
Oh yeah. My god.
Really? You don't, can I be honest?
You don't put a sticker on a...
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, honey.
Yeah.
I am not a big fan of tattoos.
Yeah.
I know, I'm in the wrong car. I know.
No, but like that's... The funny thing is like, it's like when someone's a vegetarian, right? And they have a ham sandwich and they're like... eating
they're
in
like,
front
sorry.
Of you and
they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
It's like, I don't give a fuck.
Each to their own.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
each to their own.
Self,
you
be true.
Eat that ham sandwich.
Enjoy it.
So if someone's not into tattoos, that's so fine. I wouldn't be like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do want one. I just, it's like, I don't know. Anywho, what were we talking about?
Your gym. How do you feel when you're the endorphins going and you're really like, actually... I could never be depressed ever again because of this.
Like, to be honest, because like I've never really properly worked out. Like, I'm not even being funny. Like, if I'm doing a set, that's a fucking workout because it's like 4 hours of me going absolutely
cuckoo bananas. And you're standing.
You're dancing.
And I'm dancing my titulars off.
Yeah,
so like, that's essentially cardio, but like also you're portioning. So it's not really. So like this time around, it's like weights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's been amazing. Like, I actually really do feel amazing. Like, my body was really sore, obviously, the first week. Because it just wasn't used to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was getting up out of bed and just like falling back down. It was kind of camp.
And like, you know what's worse when you sit down in the toilet?
No, you can't.
After working out, it's like
you literally can't. And I had to walk everywhere so slowly. And guys, honestly, my superpower is my speed. Like, if I Google Maps something and it's like 20 minute walk, I'm like, honestly, give me 11. Like, I'm there. Right?
Not even touching the ground, hovering.
No, genuinely, but like, I couldn't walk fast anywhere because I had to walk. It was, honestly, it was really, really terrible. But this week now, I'm 2 weeks in and I really do feel like a different person.
Nice.
And my trainer's name is Big Johnny Slovak.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I fancy him already.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Stop, I'm so sexually frustrated. Don't.
He's amazing. He's a bouncer. And like, the first time he met me, he was like, I'm going to train you. And I was like, do you know what? I'm
gonna fucking let you. Oh my god, train me, daddy. Fucking hell.
Yeah, it was really, it was
really
nice.
Stuffing my mouth into toilet, like, horror.
Train me, daddy. No, but like, it was amazing. He was just like, he bought me a margarita because it was my birthday. And he was like, I'm gonna train you. And I was like, do you know what? Let's play ball.
Oh my god, love.
Yeah.
Where is this?
It's in Harold's Cross.
Love.
And his nutritional advice is, you want to have booger? Have booger. Just don't have chips. I can deal with that,
okay.
Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's easy.
That is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, so fingers crossed, all going well. But no, it is. It's amazing. And like, I really do feel really good. I feel like I've done something with my day. It's always at the start of my day, so it kind of sets me up nicely. I'm working on like my inner dialogue with myself.
Your self-talk?
Yeah.
What's that now?
No. So I read this book recently called Educated by Tara Westover, and she grew up in this Mormon family and she wasn't allowed to go to school because her dad was nuts and was like, they're trying to brainwash you.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then she got to 16, 17, she was like, I really, really want to go to school.
Oh my God, Rumspringer.
Yeah, so she went to a college and she still had, obviously, she was conditioned to feel all these like crazy conservative values.
Hmm.
Like, she would literally see an ankle and she'd be like, what a fucking slut. Like, genuinely. But anyway, she got this, like, scholarship to Cambridge, and then she went to Harvard, and she's, like, super, super educated. But she was talking about this, I think it's called Isaiah Berlin's theory, where it's, like, there's two forms of liberty. And there's one is where there's, like, no physical obstacles in front of you, but your only obstacle is your own...
limitations.
Your own... When you're setting yourself obstacles, like, by your mind and your self-beliefs.
Yeah.
So... everyone has like a self inner critic, the way you talk to yourself, and it's like, and I think this is why a lot of evil people are in positions of power. Like, obviously not every person who's in a position of power is evil, but they don't have this inner critic or someone that's telling them their shit, so that's why they're like able to go forward for a lot more things. Whereas people who are really intelligent and
sensitive,
sometimes they do have a higher inner critic, because that's this, your self critic and your inner critic is the thing that keeps you in check with whether you're a good person or not.
Right.
So you question yourself on whether, is this a good decision for me and the good for all?
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
Absolutely.
Whereas evil people don't have that, because, you know, everyone has certain levels of the inner critic, and if they don't have that at all, obviously they're going to do horrible things that only benefit them.
Yeah, egomaniacs.
Lacking empathy.
Lacking empathy. But your inner critic is a good sign that you're actually a good person and you're trying...
Yeah, absolutely. But it is, I think it's a healthy balance of like
a healthy balance.
Being too hard on yourself and then being not hard on yourself at all. And to be honest, I'm always one or the other.
Same.
I'm like, I am amazing. These people are so lucky to have me in their life. Or I'm like, oh my God, you're the worst in the world.
Yeah.
So I've just been like working on kind of balancing out my own inner voice. And like, just,
how do you do that? I think I need to do that, because I'm very hard on myself.
It's just like, leave with compassion. Like, speak to yourself the way you would speak to a friend. You know,
or just because you can never stop those thoughts from coming in if you do have your inner critic, especially because you're empathetic.
Yeah.
But what you can do is just observe them and be like, I choose not to believe this.
Okay.
Yeah, mark it out.
Well, that's like, I do that every day with my intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. So you know the way
I choose to not believe it.
People have intrusive thoughts being like, I'm a paedophile, and obviously you have to observe them and be like, I'm obviously not a paedophile.
Yeah. No. Well, like, I'm doing that every day, but like,
and also just keep telling yourself it is a total waste of time to hate yourself. Like, you're not getting anything good out of it.
You only get one life. So no.
YOLO.
Yeah. Did you just drop a YOLO bomb? Either.
Everyone, take a shot.
Oh my God!
I just dropped a YOLO bomb. You only get one life, so let's make it worth it.
Yeah.
That was
amazing.
Sorry, I'm looking at some of these therapy dupes, right?
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing?
Oh, are you giving out already?
I'm just gonna give out just for one thing. A lot of them are like, okay, actually, never mind. Sorry, I just realized it's their own therapy dupe.
Mm.
But do you ever see these things online where they're like, oh yeah, like if you get up at 6 a.m. and you drink your matcha and you go for your walk and your sea swim, like you're gonna be so good. Like, that doesn't work for everyone. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm allergic to those.
No.
No, I love that shit. Like, give me that.
No, I'm just like, because like there's a lot of things online that I'm seeing at the moment, and it's like, I don't know, a fucking reel of someone being like, hello guys, I just got up and I did my matcha and I fucking did my yoga and all this kind of stuff and I'm the best person in the whole world.
But see, all of these people who are clean girls aesthetic, these people spend the majority of their time in their bed looking at photos of themselves and editing pictures of themselves, and they're addicted to their phone. That is not real.
Yeah.
It's not real whatsoever.
I saw a video, right, and it was like, this, oh my God, I love her. I'll send her to you both. She's just this American woman who goes on stage and like chats to people. Mm. Anyway, but she was like, everyone's banging on about this spiritual awake, everyone being like, I'm being spiritually woke because I went on top of a mountain and I did meditation at 6 a.m. She was like, being spiritually woke is being present with your friends, being present with your kids, being present with your parents. Like, that's being spiritually woke.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa. I was like,
it is.
Thank you.
Stillness.
Thank you. Like, you don't, and also like the whole like aesthetic of being spiritually woke, like, you don't have
that's a whole separate podcast.
Yeah, well, we can do that in a separate podcast, but like a lot of like therapy dupes, people would be like, oh, like you should start like going for nice long walks. I'm like,
No, I'm an advocate for a long walk.
I've been walking as well recently. It's been amazing.
I love the walks, but it's like that doesn't necessarily do it for everyone.
It has to be realistic.
Realistic.
That fits your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Well, like it can be for anyone. Like it really can, guys. This is really sad, but like, oh my God, am I ready to talk about this?
Oh my God. Open up, Billy. Open up.
I don't know if I am.
I might have some.
If you're not, then don't worry.
This is a safe space. And if you don't want it in the podcast, we can edit it out.
Okay, fair. I just don't want to get upset because it's like it sounds so trivial, but like it really did have like I haven't processed. Anyway, like I used to have the most ostentatious, longest, glamorous baths in my house. Mm. Like I could be in the bath for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Like I might watch a movie, I might watch a documentary, I might listen to like 2 podcasts, I might just listen to music, I might, you know, have loads of glasses of wine. Like it was just my little time in the week. Mm. Always on like a Monday or a Tuesday. And my mom and dad got...
No, they got rid of the bath.
They got rid of the bath.
No. Oh my God.
My mom got rid of hers as well. It's heartbreaking.
Wait, was the bath in the wall or is it just on the floor?
Like a bath in the bathroom. Like on the wall. Or no, on the floor.
Because
like
my,
built in, I don't know.
My bath's like in my wall.
Yeah, but you would get taken out if they were getting it done.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it was like, I don't know. Yeah, it was built in.
Okay, built in.
Mm. But guys, that was my thing that I would do. Like on a Monday or a Tuesday after a crazy weekend, I'd lock myself in the bathroom and literally be in there for hours. And like guys, when I say lava, the water was...
Oh, scalding. Yeah, yeah. You were cooking yourself. Yeah.
Boiling. Like one time I passed out, it was so hot. Like that was the way I liked it, you know, it's extremes. And that was literally my time every single week. And they got rid of the fucking bath.
Oh no, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really was. One day I came home, there was a skip outside my house, and the bath wasn't even in the skip. It was in the driveway, and I was like, "Are you having a fuck?" Like it was really awful. We didn't talk for like 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
Stop. Oh my God, no. Honestly,
I wrote letters. Not to tell you.
That's your therapy dupe.
My mom. I came home one Friday, and my mom was like, "I have something really awful to tell you."
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh God, what happened?" She was like, "Sit down." And I was like, "Okay." And she thought it was really awful. It really was. We genuinely didn't talk for 3 weeks.
Oh my God. So did she get a new bath?
No, they got like a shower thing. I fucking hate it.
Oh my God.
Why do people do that?
It was like my one time. I felt like a really luxurious, like Upper East Side, rich old lady in the bath, you know? Like I would, if I was sad, I would listen to music and cry. Like it was my little space.
Yeah,
that was my therapy.
Sanctuary.
It was my sanctuary. And now it's gone.
Oh no.
I know. But like, it's my new horizon. Now I'm having cold showers and I'm in the gym. I'm reinventing myself.
Regulating
I really am.
System.
Do you know what I mean? I really am.
Maybe the bath was holding you back.
Well, I just look at it as an old era. Like I had to just, this is the way I kind of could make peace with it in my mind. I was like, that was the old Billy in my old era. And this is my new era. And in my new era, she goes to the gym and she has cold showers.
Cold showers are so impressive. I think they are so impressive.
It's really good to do. Because guys, actually, speaking of like therapy and like your inner voice and stuff, I had a conversation with my friend Alex's housemate like 2 weeks ago, and this was just before I finished up from work, and I was kind of anxious about like my new era and like, oh my God, I'm making myself vulnerable, and like, am I gonna go full fucking Whitney Houston or am I gonna go, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow?
It was
one or the other. It always is with me. But so far so good, Gwyneth Paltrow. But I was talking to this guy and he was like, he does like lots of work around like your inner voice and like inner child and the whole thing, and he was like, you need to have cold shower every single morning. And
even
he was like,
in winter?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
No, I couldn't do that. No.
But guys, honestly, it really does set me up for the day, because it does shock your nervous system, and as well, it's like that, it's a little win for me. And I can't believe I'm even saying these words. If I listen to myself on a pod, if I listen to someone on a podcast saying what I'm saying, I'd be like, oh my God, good night and God bless.
Yeah.
But like genuinely, it's been so good, because it's like, it does kind of give you that little win first thing in the morning. It's like, okay, I did that. Mm. So it kind of sets you on a good note, you know?
Yeah.
That's really good. I might start.
I think you should even have a hot shower and then go cold or cold or do it on the blast.
Yeah,
it's good for your skin as well.
I might start.
And guys, another one.
Oh.
Now, I'm such a hypocrite saying this, because it's like not ringing true at the minute.
Oh.
But I think the best form of therapy is go into like Mr. iPhone, one of the tech shops.
Oh.
Get them to take off your screen protector. Get them to put a new one on and get yourself a brand new cover.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fucking brilliant.
The Casetify, this is not sponsored, the Casetify double protection, you can literally fuck it off the top of a building and your phone doesn't break.
It's giving me really good, like, sturdy love vibe. But honestly, I think the new phone cover really does have you in your new era bag for a few days.
Oh my god, yeah, I know mine.
Even if it's just a few days.
Yeah, remember I had that dodgy weird one for like 3 years.
Yeah.
It was like that weird white one. When I got a new one, I was like, oh my god, I don't know myself.
New woman.
I think even like if you're insecure in your relationship or you're thinking about calling time with someone, get a new phone cover and then reassess the situation, because you will feel different. You just want to change. Or like if you want to get a crazy tattoo or like a piercing, get a new phone cover.
New phone cover.
And then, you know, reassess.
Oh my god, I see you have microdosing mushies on this.
Someone else said
that's
it.
That's brilliant, because I was just telling Billy about the microdosing. So my form of therapy dupe is, because obviously I can't go, if I go to a therapist and I just tell them what's going on in my brain, I'm not looking for a solution here.
But therapy is not to get solution. Usually it's just a cathartic form of like talking to someone.
Release.
But like for me, I've tried therapy, I've done it, and it hasn't worked for me. Like okay. I've tried so many therapists and I'm just like, no. But these microdosing mushies, psilocybin, has been life changing. It's like the productive side of it. And now I only microdose when I'm coming up to my period, because I actually go to Spain. Like I literally got sent to Spain with my emotions. I don't know why I said Spain. Remember Thai in the back?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Thai said
what means this?
What means this? Know. I'm meaning like
far away.
Spain isn't even far away. Thai was like, oh my god, that question sent me to Spain, and I've been laughing about it ever since.
It's so Thai.
Yeah. But yeah, like I just think that the microdosing has helped me so much, like productive levels wise. Even just I found myself like feeling more like warm and like willing to like
fuzzy.
A real fuzzy feeling. And just more social as well. But like again, I can't go on this and be like, oh my god, everyone needs to start microdosing.
No, because it wouldn't work for a lot of people.
But the way my mental health is when I'm on my period, because when I went into that when I went in that hooli to the woman who put my coil in, being like, what's going on, she prescribed me these like really strong antidepressants, and I was like, are you not listening to me? I'm not depressed. I just told you this is why I'm here.
They're so quick to do that. It's
so
crazy,
quick.
Yeah, they're like, take a pill or chill.
I was like, I'm not, that's why I'm here, because this is crazy for me to even be feeling this way. And that's why I was like, I need to go down like the holistic, would you call that holistic?
Sort of.
Someone said
organic.
That's organic. Yeah. The organic route, because
I don't know if it is holistic.
I don't know.
Holistic, I don't know.
But it's
it's all of the above, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I tried the CBD oil. Loved that for anxiety. That's great.
I need a bit of that.
CBD.
I've never had that.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I need to try it.
Now,
I
saw
me a little bit.
I saw something online, and I don't know if it's true, but I think someone was like, it's all placebo effect. Of like you.
Well, it's like, guys, I'm not being funny.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I'm
most
really,
things
I'm
are.
Not, like, I'm more of a sociopath than I am an empath. So, like, anxiety, if I had a bit more anxiety, I'd probably be better off.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not diminishing anyone's experience. But, like, all I remember in, like, in secondary school, you're doing your leaving cert, and the girlies would go around with the things that they drop on their tongue. What was
Rescue
it?
Remedy.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's,
I am
that's
sorry. What the fuck is in that?
No, load
There's
of fuck,
guys.
De
nada.
De
nada. No, a hundred, that's
every,
what I mean.
Every
who am I,
helps.
Who
yeah.
am I to diminish someone's little? That's someone's
yeah.
coping mechanism,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I go off this, but like crickets, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what that's exactly. See, it's so good that we all have different views of things, because like if someone gave me a fucking like leaf to eat and was like, take that, that'll take all your stress away, I feel like I'd be like, oh my god, I'm stress free.
Yeah, really would try anything.
I'm a fucking
But there's something therapeutic about, say, your mommy going, take this now, and then afterwards all of us and a kiss on the forehead. I'm sorry,
it
does cure a
Flat
lot of things.
Up.
Flat seven. It does cure a lot of things.
Yes.
100%.
Do you ever take paracetamol?
Do you ever take paracetamol?
No. You don't.
You are crazy. Paracetamol? Are you for real? We don't do that shit around here. Paracetamol is whack.
Do you actually not take it?
Well, like, what is it? Like, painkiller?
Yeah, painkiller.
Yeah, like, if I have a toothache or a headache, I'll take a painkiller.
But
I don't, like, I'm not living... Like, some people I know live on salbutamol.
Really? Oh, my God, yeah, the salbutamol. Yeah, I've heard about that
That's
before.
That's codeine, like.
Yeah, but the paracetamol, do you ever think, how does the paracetamol know that where the pain is?
I think it's a brain. It just stops the receptor in your brain to say pain. Like,
yeah, it doesn't actually stop
the
pain. The
root of the, like,
oh my
it's
God.
Just your brain receptors.
Keelan, this hair.
Wait.
It's grown back so quickly.
It's not fit. There's literally none there.
Oh yeah, I can see it. Do you want to take it out?
No, it's not long enough. It's not long enough.
I have a hair here as well, guys. I'm going to be one of those.
No, I have one here on my chin.
Yeah, you've had that for ages.
I know. Sometimes I do pluck it though.
Yeah, but they grow back real fast. Mm.
My granny Molly, like, she was a hairy woman.
Was she? Like,
there was, she nearly had a beard.
Hairy Molly.
Opposite to Violet, anyway.
Violet hasn't a fucking hair in her head. God bless her. She was like, oh gosh.
Have you seen Keelan's granny?
She
love her.
She has a wig, obviously.
Is she an
Sometimes
icon?
It's a bit lopsided. Oh, she's an icon.
I just want to say, I don't want to come across that I'm slagging anyone. Sorry, this is my anxiety clicking in. I don't want to come across.
Be a bit more like Billy.
That, yeah, be a bit more like Billy. But I don't want to come across that I'm slagging anyone who does drink matcha. If that works for you and that's your therapy.
But this was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Let it go.
It doesn't matter. Either. I'm a matcha drinker, seaside swimmer. I'm not offended.
Okay, Grant.
You know, it's fine.
Grant.
I'm here. I'm the advocate for the matcha drinkers.
Okay,
I got
Grant.
Really strung out on matcha when it was like in Grant. Like 2014.
Oh,
like
my
I
God.
Used to, you were an OG.
Yeah, I used to buy it from like online. It used to come in this big, huge thing and I had all the girlies in the salon drinking matcha and they thought that it was like this wonder weight loss drug because at the time I was doing no carbs.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So I was in my Misha Barton era and all the girlies in the salon were like, he's drinking that green tea and he's tiny, look at him. So they were all strung out, but they weren't dieting, let's just say. So they weren't impressed.
I think it tastes like it out of
muck. Oh, it's muck. It is muck. It is muck. I just remember I read some article and it was like, it will give you like a it's like it will make you focus like you're on speed, but you'll be connected to the universe like a Buddhist monk. And I was like,
that.
Oh my God, he wrote that,
that
line. That's the one for me. Straight on the line with my debit card at the ready.
My
I swear this went on for months and now I can't even look at it. I'm like, oh. I see clubbing.
Oh, where's clubbing?
Someone said clubbing
when you get male validation. Dancing.
And I want to say we went clubbing. That
oh my
time
God, you went clubbing?
No, after the Stellar Awards.
Clubbing?
Would you believe?
I just love the word clubbing.
And we went to House.
Oh, right? Clubbing.
And like, I'm looking stunning. We just came from an award ceremony. Yeah. Obviously,
we just
I make
won.
One.
You won
and
the award.
So I'm obviously giving off some sort of glow. And I just want to talk about the male validation. So as soon as I entered the room, there's this man. He's probably in his 60s, blue suit.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, no, like
fake,
70s,
full
probably.
Full set of fake teeth. Like, he's just like this. Thrusting like his pelvis towards me.
Oh, hiya, girls.
Amazing.
Where are you from? And I went, ah, perfect. Yeah, perfect. This is the male validation I needed.
Oh,
and I was just gone through a breakup. It was perfect. It kept me going now.
Okay. Oh yeah, you
guys.
Were
houses.
That.
I can never imagine you guys running around House.
No, it
no.
was actually
sorry.
Traumatic.
We were with Kerry Hanafy.
Kerry Hanafy.
Oh, bad up gal.
She had an.
She knew everyone working there.
She had an area for us.
Yeah, like House is an institution. Like I haven't frequented there many times, but like. It is an institution. Like, people have their same seats, my love.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
It's
it was
that
odd.
Kind of
no, art. No, people were literally, you know, hands on hips at the bar. And I remember turning to someone, I go, if you fucking touch me one more time, I'm going to fucking floor you.
Oh,
yeah.
My
honestly,
God.
Don't fucking touch me again.
Amazing.
The only time I went to Harcourt Street, I went to Everly, and I got someone in a headlock and got him to the ground. Like, they're fucking perverts, all of them.
There's a whole lot of them. There's a few clubs in Dublin that, like,
it's a boys' club, isn't
it? It's crazy.
And even our walk home, we had two hot dogs. We had a hot dog each and some guy was like, hey, pretty lady, go fuck out! Leave us alone!
Yeah.
It's just, you don't
it's like
get
you
a...
think people don't really go on like that in real life, but they do.
No.
Yeah,
they
do. Yeah. But dancing...
I think, honestly, guys, like, it really
therapy.
Is. Like, it's prayer. And I don't
it
mean
is.
To sound like a weirdo.
No, dancing.
But it literally is prayer. Like, it's just the highest expression of joy. It's your body expressing joy.
Yeah.
And like that has to be therapy. Hello.
No, it has to be. Listening to music and dancing with your friends.
Yeah.
Like
Tommy Egg Dowsa.
Like I was in Amsterdam like 2 weeks ago, right? And we went to this club called The School.
Oh yeah, amazing.
And The School, it was great, but it was a very anti-social club. Like very Berlin-y vibes.
Yeah.
But like my
cool, real cool
very
vibes.
Cool
really
yeah
cool.
Like my buzz with dancing, I love to see people, I love to get
expression.
Their energy. There was so much smoke in the place I couldn't even see Ryan when I was like, where the fuck did he go? But he'd be right beside me, but it'd be so smoky.
Yeah,
so like those kind of environments, maybe if you're like on your own,
yeah,
could be great.
Yeah,
but
like some people love that vibe.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
I mean? Like
for sure,
everyone
for
has
sure.
their own ideal nightclub or like space at night time.
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
But like dancing in general, like it's
there's something about it. Remember my dance class?
Prayer.
I'd love to go for a dance.
Did I tell you about the dance class when I went to Westwood? So Kim has been pushing me because she's been doing the dance classes, random dance classes.
Oh my god, she was telling me, yeah.
Yeah, she did PJs. Did she tell you what happened to me?
No.
So Kim had been pushing me to go to these dance classes. Now, bear in mind, I studied dancing in college, so I can move.
Oh, you can bust a move.
I can bust a move.
Yeah.
And they have a class on called Just Dance. Now, years ago when I was in... Okay. Yeah, proper. So I thought it was going to be like Zumba.
Yeah. Why did you think it was going to be Zumba, babe? That's so random.
Because I had been there before when it was Crunch.
Okay.
Do you remember Crunch?
Yeah. Crunch was... Crunch and Curves. Crunch was for the men in your life and Curves was for the women.
Yes.
It was Ben Dunn. It was real Celtic Tiger thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So Westwood used to be Crunch. Yeah. And I used to have a membership there. Yeah, proper.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to this Just Dance class and see what I feel, because there's no way I'm going to go to a dance class with a load of people and just, I don't know. I wanted to like oil myself up before I go to a dance class. Mm. So I walk in and like there's no one there and I'm like, okay, maybe no one's going to turn up for this class. So I'm just kind of like hanging around like in the studio, in the gym. So then the instructor comes in, and the instructor, I've done classes with him before. He's full of energy, and I was kind of looking at him being like, of course he's doing this class. Mm. So I asked him, I was like, is this the Just Dance class? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, he was like, oh, it's for all, you know, not all ages, but what's the all levels? And I was like, perfect. So then I'm waiting there, and then I look around, and oh my god, guys, everyone was over the age of 90.
Amazing.
No, so, and it was too amazing. Late for me.
Sorry, that would give me an ego boost. I would slay that class. Yeah,
no, guys, eat my dust. Yeah. Guys, there was like someone was wearing a headband, like, you know, those like headbands.
Oh, the sweatbands.
Sweatbands. Sorry.
Oh, amazing. Sweatbands. Olivia Newton-John.
No.
Spotted down the job centre.
No, guys, so
that's
I'm too like polite to leave, because like the music that was playing, I was like, what the fuck is going on? The lad didn't have a tap of dance in his body, like
the instructor. Barry's boot camp.
Oh no.
Oh my god, they're coming to get you.
Oh my god,
they're coming to get you. I've never heard that before. What is that?
I love the drama of like when an alarm goes off. I don't know. It just breaks the norm, like the monotony of life.
So I'm like, oh my god, fuck. This lad is like throwing himself different ways. There's no rhythm.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm like, what do? I can't stay here for an hour. I was like, there's no way. And like these women were giving it socks. Like, God love them. I was like, this is great, but not for me. So then it gets to 1:45 and I'm like, brilliant, time for it. I did the whole class.
Yeah.
And then he puts on a song and he goes, okay, guys.
Freestyle.
He goes,
no. Oh no.
Oh, here we go.
He goes, okay, guys, this time I'm going to get you guys to freestyle. And I was like, oh my God.
Alarm bell. Ring the alarm.
I've been doing this too long, but I'd be damned if I see another chick on your arm. Imagine you just like got up and did it like an amazing choreographed routine.
Guys, I've never grabbed my stuff quicker and
step up,
booted out of there.
No, I would have lived to see those women freestyling. Oh. Did they make a circle?
Were they giving it shots?
No, they were. They were all over the place. Like,
oh, my god, that is iconic.
Love for them. Like, they were doing brilliant. But like, I was like, they were all over the age of 90. Like,
oh god.
And they were like, some of the music he was playing.
What was he playing?
Splish splashing and taking a bath. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, I'm in a nightmare.
Bop bop americano, do.
Oh, like 100%. 100%. I was, I'm sorry, someone had earplugs with them because he obviously.
It's too loud.
Oh no. Oh no.
So I'm there like, I can't tell anyone about this. I'm not going to tell Kim.
That's amazing.
I was like, I'm not going to tell Kim. Never again.
I haven't gone for a proper like dancey night out. Anytime I've gone out since I've been a single mama has been just like me talking shite in a smoking area, and then I just have the fear the next day.
Will you get one of your disco brunches going? They are the fucking best.
Well, we co-host a disco brunch.
I would fucking love.
Sorry.
Yeah. A cigarette and a Coke Zero.
Sorry, I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know the way I started running, like in the past fucking few months.
Yeah. Are you still running?
I'm still running now, yeah. But
do you still do the running?
I think a ciggy and a Coke Zero actually does the same job.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
Hold on. What do you mean as a run?
No, as a
like, therapy tube.
As a therapy tube. Like I have gotten the
hello.
Like
hello.
There's something about because when I wake up like so tired after being up like 7 or 8 times with B, I'm like twitching. It's like you're so lazy, the only thing I can do, muster up the energy to do, is go on my phone, and I'm like, oh, I should force myself to do something. It's the only time I've actually craved Siggy's. If I'm real tired, I'm like,
they do give you a zoom.
Yeah. I do think people should smoke more.
Yeah, no,
no,
sorry.
I think
get rid of the vape.
No, no, no. Seeing a grown man with the vape grow up. Yeah. It's violent.
Back in my day, people weren't such pussies.
Back in my day, men.
If you wanted to ruin your lungs, you do it the real way. Noble way,
the old-fashioned way.
Honestly, like,
at least look better. Do you know? Yeah. Back in my day, men were going out to war and smoking cigars. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Throw that piece of plastic out the window. Leave it to the kiddies for fuck's sake.
Wait, back in your day, when were you born? The 1920s,
past life trauma. Past life trauma just came through.
The good old days.
No, but I do agree. I think people should smoke more.
Yeah,
bring back smoking.
It's such a relief. No, guys, honestly, when I wake up in the morning, I have my cup of coffee and my cig, my first cig of the day. Do you not think I'm just delighted with life? Like, honestly, let's all be honest, guys. We all have unhealthy habits.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Absolutely.
I'm very aware of the, downside, let's just say, to smoking, but there's also upsides.
Yeah.
You just need to let yourself go.
Yeah.
Have a bit of fun, Barbara.
Yeah, fuckers.
I love how there's a therapy dupe here saying being a lesbian.
Yeah, well, not having to be in contact with men, maybe.
Oh, brilliant.
Love it.
I couldn't think of anything worse. That's all I'll say on that one. Nobody joking.
Talking to yourself and pretending you're a therapist. I love talking to myself.
Oh my God, angel therapy, guys. Have you ever done it?
No.
Oh my God.
Talking to your angel?
I don't know if this is going to group people are going to be like, he needs to be sectioned.
Tell us.
I've done a lot of therapy over the years, as much as you would think one has. Okay. Or as much as you would think one hasn't had.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
But sometimes if I really am feeling in a way and I haven't actually got like a therapy, I'm not in my flow of going to see my therapist.
Yeah.
I'll do angel therapy, right? And basically I am totally woo-woo. Yeah. I would call upon my spirit guides and my guardian angels or like a loved one. And I imagine them sitting like in a chair in my room and I just kind of talk through what's on my mind. Like, say, if you're like upset about something, I call upon them. I'm just like, just please be here and guide me and just heal me and hear me.
Yeah.
And then I talk through whatever it is that's on my mind. And I call it angel therapy. Like, it really does work.
Do you talk in your head or out loud? Out loud. And do they reply sometimes?
Well, like, no, but I do feel like sometimes I feel like a hug nearly.
Yeah.
Or just like the energy in the room totally shifts and it feels really nice. And I can imagine like different like colours and energies and stuff. Like, I would really call upon them.
Yeah.
But guys, honestly, angel therapy is free.
Okay.
For everyone.
Oh my God.
And it's really, really lovely. And it just, even if it's like placebo, okay, say if you're like, okay, that's way too woo-woo, I don't believe in that. The act of speaking the words, it's kind of like a placebo. It kind of helps you.
But like, people have lost their faith. It's basically the same as praying to God that people used to do, and that did comfort people.
Exactly.
And collective positive energy towards something actually does make a difference.
Well, it shifts the vibration.
Girls.
Girlies.
Oh my God.
It's
girlies, that's why
physics.
The alarm keeps going off.
It's literally
oh
physics.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I love a bit of praying. Now,
that's
not
the best thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Angel therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Oh my God,
we have to try that.
I'm so going to do that.
But like, say if you don't believe in guardian angels, like even if it's just a loved one that you think of a lot, you can call upon your spirit guides, a loved one, the universe. God, it is. It's essentially praying. It's like the way people pray to God for sick people or, whatever. It's
light
nice though.
We should go in a light candle today.
Have your own beliefs and views. But I think even just saying something out loud, that is therapy.
Talking to your friends, talking to
one of them. One of them was ranting to your friends. That's like if
voice notes.
Voice notes. Like, I got an 8-minute voice note from Kim today. It was a fucking treat. I was like, oh my God, this is therapy. I think the whole concept of sending voice notes is a little bit of therapy because
absolutely, it's such a ritual.
Do you listen back?
Absolutely.
No, I don't have time. I don't have time.
I always listen back. No. I'm like, what do I sound
it depends
like?
Who I'm sending
I love
it to.
The sound of my own voice.
Do you?
Absolutely. I really do. I listen to my own
podcast.
Like,
oh, yeah, no, I. No, I think my. Actually, listen to this. I was walking to the bus stop today and I walked by this girl.
Yeah.
And shout out to
the girl.
Stunning. I won't say the name because I don't want to. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to her. Stunning girl. Love her.
Yeah.
So I'm walking and I'm voice noting now. I'm proper like going at it. You know when you're in a voice note when you're walking?
Yeah.
And I seen her looking at me and then she like kind of double took and she was like, oh my God, she goes, oh my God, are you Emer? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I saw you and thought you looked really cool. And then I heard your voice. and went, that's her. That happened to me in London when I was in the bathroom that's talking amazing. To Sarah. That she came out and was like, I knew this girl in London in Latino Hits was like,
in Latino Hits of all places,
with Sarah Ryan. Latino she was like, tits. She came out and she was like, oh my god, I knew I recognized that voice. And I was like, oh Jesus Christ, is my voice one of those voices that you're like, oh Jesus?
No, no, it's just you put, that's how you put your voice out there. So people are obviously gonna,
they listen to it. But I'm like, oh my god, when she was like, oh, and then I heard your voice, I was like, oh my god, you know those distinctive annoying fucking voices.
It doesn't mean that it's synonymous with being annoying. Yeah. No, it's just distinctive.
Everyone's voice is like, I was in Taste Cafe today on St. William Street. And I was sitting, it's like the posh metro.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and I was like, oh my god, I know that voice. Whose voice is that? Whose voice is that? Mm. And Rachel Allen was sitting in the window.
Dissociating in IKEA. I've never been to IKEA.
Going to showrooms,
I would never go to IKEA. I would get really, really dark thoughts. Yeah,
Sorry, does Dundrum give you a panic attack?
I haven't been in years. Guys, I don't surround myself.
We're really not the same. Same but different.
Yeah, same but different.
I love Dundrum. The breastfeeding room, oh my god, it's like going into fucking Narnia. There's a ball pit.
What is it?
There is a ball pit in Dundrum.
What do you do? Like a toilet, but for
changing? No. It's like loads of armchairs, a playroom, and like loads of changing tables. There's a high chair, a microwave to heat up your bottles. Like, it's brilliant. It's very mummy friendly.
Yeah, that's fair, absolutely. But I just hate shopping centres.
No, me too.
I hate like big fucking, or you know, like something that just feels really planned.
When it's like a cruise ship. Yeah. I hate a cruise ship. Is my worst nightmare. Being stuck on a cruise ship. I'm sorry. No. Not doing it.
Violent.
Disgusting.
That's not.
But no, I love a showroom. IKEA showrooms. Walking around, browsing. Oh,
I used to love the Argos catalog.
Oh, love that.
I think us neurospicy girlies, we really did fuck heavily with an Argos catalog.
That's how far I
would
could
imagine
go.
Myself in all the groovy chick regalia.
I would. No, that would actually give me dopamine. Is that
no, absolutely. I'd be flicking through that. Because you're a visual person. Like, you know?
I used to be like, how much money do I have? Can I buy these pair of earrings?
Yeah.
When I was like, do you know what I mean? But like IKEA, I've never been.
I've never been. I'll never go
as well.
I'll do online.
Yeah, online for sure.
Like, I love a bargain.
Oh, Billy, it says massive bubble bath.
Oh my god, fuck off. No, girlies, that's not fair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know what? I actually feel better for talking about it.
Yeah,
getting it through.
And that's on therapy. I do. No, but guys, honestly, what the heck?
Yeah, no. that's
guys,
sorry.
I
that's
cannot,
a total portrayal.
Like, the letters I sent, the fucking messages I wrote, like, honestly, it was a really dark
was this
couple
recent?
Of weeks. It was the weekend. It all came out the weekend the Beckham documentary dropped. Like, I went to live with Carla for a while.
Oh my god.
Well,
oh,
I stayed
god.
With Carla for one night when it was really bad. It was really, 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 really
bad.
Oh
my god.
Like, I got out into my wider family, people knew, people took sides. I was getting texts. Like, I spent the whole Friday night crying. Like, you know when
oh
you're
my
crying
god, you're
so bad that like you feel like you're gonna physically die.
Get sick, like, yeah.
It was so bad.
Oh no.
I know, but now
but
I'm like cold
maybe
shower
you feel better.
Era.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's like going from like, it's just a new era. It's a new era.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Though, like, you know, maybe, as I said, the bath was holding you back, and now you wouldn't be a gym bunny if you didn't.
I don't think I'm
bath.
A gym bunny yet, but I'm definitely
heading that way.
Yeah. What's like a baby bunny?
Burgers without the chips.
Yeah.
You can have burger, just don't have chips.
Is the bun, and he's pro bun.
Pro bun, then, yeah.
What do you mean?
Bro, you know the way.
Oh yeah, he's not no carbs
like,
at all. He's not no carbs. And to be honest, I eat what I want. Like, I drink so much wine, I could never go to nutritional advice off anyone.
My mom's literally like, I'll get a chicken burger, but hold the bun. Mammies are obsessed with
no
buns.
Mammies are obsessed with like, oh, I had bread today and I can't have bread
tomorrow.
No, mammies
are obsessed with yogurt.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with yogurt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a yogurt and scones.
Live
yogurt.
Yeah. All this weird stuff.
Yeah. Yogurt.
I think we've kind of said everything else. Like, it's all kind of like.
You've gone to this fucking.
What's an open house?
Oh, if you know, if like houses are for sale or up for rent and you just attend them to go view them,
that's
that would
psychotic.
Just make me depressed.
And walk around with every Bob and Betty beer can in the
you
fucking.
You guys are really cynical. I love that.
That's violent. I'm sorry. No.
But like, that's
violent.
Just like a reminder of what I can't achieve.
No, but have you ever heard of manifesting?
Yeah, but like, I feel like if I'm manifesting a gorgeous house, I want the house to be sold privately to myself. I don't want to have to go up against fucking
Bob and
yeah, Bob and Betty beer can. Like, no.
Fair enough.
Clearing out my phone. I'm a hoarder. I like to hoard.
Oh, my phone.
I like
yeah.
to hoard.
So. I just like to buy more storage.
Yeah. Mm. Hoard. Hot girl walks listening to a pod. Do you know I've never listened to a pod except for my own?
What? You've never listened to my podcast?
I haven't listened to anyone's.
You little bitch.
Oh, I haven't listened to any podcast.
You've never listened.
I need to listen to yours because I love your voice and I find you really funny, but like I can't. I tried to listen to, like, on the plane, I tried to listen to a certain podcast that like are popping at the moment because I love the people that are doing them.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I found myself like dissociating when I was doing it.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I listen to our one is to see if I'm a fucking idiot.
I think you should do the opposite. I think you shouldn't listen to your own podcast and you should listen to other people.
Yeah.
Well, do whatever the fuck you want.
No, but I like, need to delve more into it because like every time, say for example, like you put up a story of me talking or something, I'm like, Billy needs to start a YouTube, Billy needs to do this, and now you finally have, so I need to latch on
to
it.
Podcast, yeah. OMG with Billy Bunzari. Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, sorry.
Billy Bunzari. We'll have it linked.
OMG, yeah, we'll have a link.
We'll have it linked.
OMG with Billy Bunzari. Oh my god.
I'm my own biggest fan.
Oh, you should be though.
You should be.
You should be. I really do.
Billy, everyone says it that you are a star.
Oh, we've said you guys are the stars.
We've
I think that's
said
very
this
obvious.
Since like
award
the
winners.
Minute I've met you, everyone says it.
Yeah.
Billy is a star.
Oh,
and you're born to be a star. So
bath or no bath, baby. You're gonna make it.
You are gonna be able to buy your own house with a fucking huge bath.
I always say that. Like, isn't that so poignant? Like, I really when I can buy my own house, you bet your bottom dollar that
it's gonna be
a bath situation. Yeah. Like it really is. I want my bathroom to be bigger than like my bedroom.
Oh my god.
Like I want to have a bar in there. Decks. Honestly,
I'm obsessed with this.
Honestly,
that is the end goal.
That's what I see for myself. Yeah.
The end goal is to have a lovely bath.
Yeah.
We wrap up now. I'm bursting for the toilet.
I'm bursting for a piss as well.
Oh god, I'm literally bursting.
Everyone go listen to Billy's podcast, OMG.
Please.
And we'll see you guys very soon.
Bye, love you.